Robert W. Morgan on the special of the week with the Captain and Tennille. You don't need me to remind you of all the showbiz couples who've wound up on the rocks. Sonny and Cher, Eddie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds, Eddie Fisher and Elizabeth Taylor, Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, twice. Well, Daryl Dragon and Tony Tennille have no intention of making that top ten.
I can't imagine not working with him. We don't get sick of each other. I don't know why that is. I mean, I don't know if that's just that he interests me incredibly and always has and always will, or I don't know. We just are very, very compatible. Also, we know when to leave each other alone, you know, when to, I know when he wants to be by himself and he knows when I want to be by myself. And
I know we could live together when we lived in that 200 square foot house.
Little with tiny, one tiny, tiny bathroom. House.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just, it was just like one room only divided, you know, it was in Chatsworth and we called it the Butterscotch Castle.
Hurry on down to our Butterscotch Castle. We want to show you the place where it all began. There's a big old dog in the front yard and an old gray cat on the back porch. And in between the walls there are peace and harmony.
Peace and harmony. It's something you can sense in their music. And according to Daryl, children naturally sense peace and harmony just by being around the Captain and Tennille.
We went to a little party last night. I never go to parties, but a lot of kids were there. And I saw these kids, and they came up to me and just talked to me, and we played games together. All these kids were honest, and they can sort of tell if you're stoned or not because they're so young and so open that they know whether they want to communicate with you. And all these kids were just honest and open, and I was honest and open with them, and it was real relaxed. And there I know that's where my responsibility is. It's not really with how hip I am or anything to do with that. It has to do with the future.
Don't disturb the ladybug sleeping by the spider's web. And if you see a butterfly, don't try to catch it in your net. It's taken such a long, long time to make this very special place. Open up your soul and mind to all it has to say.
If a Hollywood scriptwriter came up with a story like this, he'd be tossed out of every producer's office in town. Too corny, they'd say. An Alabama girl falls in love with the son of a Hollywood maestro. They marry, and they make beautiful music together happily ever after. Corny, but true. Their story is an inspiration for everyone, and it's a story which has only just begun.
Yeah, it hasn't come close to the end, that's for sure.
I'm always going to say, what's next? What's next? You know, there are just not enough hours in the day for me to do the things I want to. Now, I am able to relax. I know when I need to relax, and I'm capable of doing that. But my method of relaxing is to go out and run 5 miles. You know, that to me is relaxing.
She has more energy than anyone on the earth anyway. I can't keep up.
Well, I keep trying to get him to go running with me, but he's not going to do it.
I relax by lying in the bed.
Listening to the radio.
Busted.
enjoyed it. Now you've got us up to date.
Keep a song of joy inside your heart. And even though the time has come for us to part, we'll be together soon and time will fly. 'Cause we never really say goodbye. We never really say goodbye.
The special of the week on The Captain and Tennille was written and produced by Alan Daniel Goldblatt. Associate producer, Mary Kilmartin. Our director was Lee Hansen. Our engineers, Scott Campbell and Stu Jacobs. The special of the week is produced and distributed by Watermark Incorporated. Executive producer, Tom Rounds. The special of the week has been brought to you by Michelob. Weekends are made for Michelob. I'm Robert W. Morgan. Thanks for listening.